Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord woke me up yesterday morning at 5 o'clock and gave me this message for this morning. And I actually think I'm going to get to preach it. Hallelujah. But I do need your prayers, because the devil is fighting hard against my body right now. And I need God's strength. Hallelujah. Title, I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. And the title of my message today is "What a Glorious Time, What a Terrifying Day." Hallelujah. If you're able to stand, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? Again, it's 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Don't you like how Jackson walked out and dodged the camera that won't there? Yeah. We had some problems with two of the cameras this morning. We couldn't get them to connect. So he's limited. He's having to work on the fly and do some things on his own where he needs help. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Somebody say, praise the Lord. Please stretch your hands towards me this morning and pray. Hallelujah. My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I am in need of your touch today. Help me, dear God, to be your vessel. Anoint my mouth, my tongue, my body, my mind, my heart, dear God, that I bring forth the word only in a way that would glorify and uplift you. Anoint this message today, dear God, as it goes forward. Let it go out into all the internet and all the multimedia ministries, dear God, of which we're participating. Bless those, dear God, who are under the sound of my voice, and let them receive this word, dear God. Let it strengthen them. Let it be a nourishment to their souls and their spirits. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. I don't know about y'all, but I'm keeping up with current events. I'm keeping up with signs in the heavens and signs in the earth. And every day something new is shining. Something new is coming out. And I'll tell you what's the truth. This eclipse tomorrow has got people terrified. People are bound and determined. They're going to believe that the rapture is going to happen tomorrow during that eclipse. Here's a clue. I don't find that nowhere in the Bible. Now, this eclipse, the eclipses have happened for millennia. They just don't happen like this, but every, 75 years. And it ain't happened like this particular thing in over 375 years. And tomorrow is going to be a dark time for about 8 minutes. During that 8 minutes, I pray that somebody gets saved. During that 8 minutes, my windscreen's going off my microphone. I couldn't find it. and I'm popping and it's getting on my nerves. But I pray tomorrow that during the solar eclipse that people get saved. I pray that they get saved and they stay that way even after the rapture don't happen during the, it could. But it ain't foretold in Scripture that it will. Tomorrow, the day that we're living in, if you're a child of God, the day we're living in is a glorious, glorious time. Somebody say amen. Because we're watching things happen that is setting up what we've been preaching about, teaching about, singing about, talking about for centuries. And we're getting ready to watch it happen. You can see it coming up in the news. You can see it coming up. Even the news media now is talking about this thing. And they're talking about it in the sense that Christians believe the rapture is getting ready to happen. Now, some of them are making fun of it and mocking it. So that when the rapture don't happen during the eclipse, that they're going to just bash Christianity to death. Hallelujah. But what we're getting ready to see, what we're preparing to watch, is the rapture of the church. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Pastor, the word rapture ain't nowhere in the Bible. It is not. Well, if it ain't in the Bible, how come you believe in it? Because the word rapture is a word that we have given to something that is in the Bible. I just read to you, and I'm going to read some more scripture in just a minute that verifies these things. Jesus is coming. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he's going to step out on a cloud, and all his angels are going to come down and reach down and take away all the saints that believe in him and capture them into the air, and we're going to go to live in heaven with him. That's in the Bible. I just read that part to you. Well, Pastor, how come it don't say rapture? Rapture is a word that Christians have come up with to describe just how joyous that day is going to be. The word rapture literally means joy that is exceedingly above and beyond what you can imagine. That's what the word rapture means. And people have taken that word rapture, joy that is above and beyond what you could possibly imagine, and applied it to when Jesus calls us home. You know, there is a word in the Bible, in the original Greek, that does describe it, and this word is translated into King James English in a number of places in the New Testament. That word is called harpazo. H-A-R-P-A-Z-O, harpazo. Look it up on Google if you want to. It'll describe to you what's going to happen. It'll show you the places in the Bible where it's been translated into King James English or into other English. Harpazo, it means a catching away, a capturing of those on the earth. Harpazo, that means the rapture. Somebody say praise God. We're getting ready to be dancing on streets of gold. We're getting ready to see the portals of glory. You know, portals of glory, that is a cliche. Some pastor, some evangelistic Pentecostal pastor made up, because it ain't in the Bible either. But portals of glory, I like the way it sounds. and it's real Pentecostal sounding. But what it talks about is walking through the gates of heaven, the portal, the portals of glory, glory being heaven. And I'm going to call it portals of glory, and I don't know about you, but I'm just as excited about getting ready to walk through the portals of glory as anything I've ever imagined. I'm excited because it's getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready as Christians to stand before the judgment seat of God. We're going to receive the crown of life. Come on, somebody. We're going to receive that. You know what the crown of life is? The crown of life is a crown that God is going to give. Mason, mute the green channel on main and just tap, slide. Mute the green channel on main and monitor. The crown of life is a crown of pure gold that every saint of God who crosses into the portals of glory is going to receive. It's a crown that is given to us as a gift from the Lord for being faithful servants. And those crowns are going to be decorated with jewels. And you know what those jewels are going to, you know where you're going to get those jewels? The jewels in your crown, each jewel represents something that you have done or given for the Lord. Something that you have done for the Lord. Some gift you've given Him. Some deed you've acted for Him. That's where the good things, the good works come in. He's going to put them as jewels in the crown of life. Those good works ain't going to get you to heaven, but they'll give you something to give the Lord, to sacrifice and that gift to the Lord when you get there. Because when we get there, we're going to receive that crown of life, and they're going to be so beautiful with all those jewels. Somebody say praise God. And then we get to bow down at the feet of Jesus and take off those crowns and lay them at His feet. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. And then we will hear those words that I've been looking forward to hearing. I don't know if y'all know what those words are, but those words are words that I'm longing to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into life. When I hear those words, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be settling down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's going to be 30 minutes of silence. That's for all the Christians who ain't Pentecostals. So they can have their silent time in heaven. And then from the rest of that time, my Bible tells me that we're going to rejoice. We're going to shout praises. We're going to glorify Jesus. We're going to magnify Him. And it's going to be for all eternity. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I asked for prayer this morning because of my body, my health. I used to be Superman. I could do amazing things. My cousin still talks about the time I picked up the front end of a car and moved it by myself. And I used to be very strong. I've told somebody recently that God made me a tank. But age and being stupid and thinking I was Superman all those years has brought me to a point that people have to do most things for me now. I declare to you, I have lived in absolute agony and pain for the last week because of this shoulder. But praise be unto God, there's no pain there today. Right now, I'm pain free. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I went into that talking about this. All the things, and I can't stand this weight, this lymphedema. I can't stand it. I hate it. But there's a day coming when I bow at His feet, I'll be able to get down on my knees. Because all these, I'll have received a glorified body. It will be disease free. It will be sin free. It will be pain free. It will be a glorified body that He has given me that I will be able to hold on to and keep for all eternity. And I won't have to worry about getting fat no more. Preacher, what you talking about getting fat? Come on now. Is anybody ready to hear that trumpet sound this morning? Is anybody ready? Is anybody as excited about getting into the portals of glory as I am? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Hallelujah. The graves are going to shake and crack and open, and all those saints of God who have gone on before us and are in the graves, those graves are going to open up and they're going to be raptured. Harpazo. And it might be a great thing for us to watch, except for the fact that it's going to happen so fast, and the time between them coming up and us coming up is going to be so quick, we won't have time to think about how awesome that is, because we're going to be flying through the atmosphere, going up to meet with Jesus in the clouds. Come on, somebody. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore ever comfort one another with these words." I talked about what a glorious day we're living in. We're also living in a terrifying day because of all the prophecies of the rapture are unfolding, and they're undeniable. People can't look at these prophecies and say, "Well, that ain't really it," because they're unfolding exactly the way the Bible says, verbatim, like the Bible described it. Like the Bible was a news article. Hallelujah. Only the Bible's telling the truth and the news don't. All the prophecies about the rapture of the church are coming true. The tribulation of the church, the tribulation of the world. The rapture of the church is taking place, but the tribulation of the world will follow it immediately. And there's going to be things happening in the tribulation that are absolutely terrifying. Think that you might have to live through. Some people, I used to say it myself before I was saved. I said, "Well, when I see Jesus step out on the cloud, I'll get saved right then. I'll believe right then." Here's the clue. When you see him step out on the cloud, before you can say, "Lord, forgive me," he will already have been gone, and all the Christians will be gone too, and there won't be any time. And once that rapture happens, once that harpazo takes place, there won't be any time then to say, "Lord, forgive me, I want to go." Then you'll be stuck here for 7 years without his grace. And in order to get to heaven from that point, how many of you would say to me, "Brother Mac, I have problems fighting with sin in my life"? You'd have problems fighting with sin in your life now, with the grace of God and the Holy Spirit here on this earth helping you. I do too. But after the rapture, grace won't be here, and the Lord will withdraw his Spirit from this planet. And if you think it's hard to live without sin now, it will be impossible to live without sin then. And the only way you get to make it through the tribulation period and get to heaven after that is to live completely without sin for the 7 years that you're left here. 7 years. Some of us can't go a day. 7 years. And they say, now some of the prophecies that people talk about, that people share, is you won't be able to die during the 7 year tribulation period. The only way you'll be able to die during the tribulation period is to lose your head. The Bible says that people will actually be going into the caves of the mountains and crying for God to cause the mountains to cave in on them. That's in the Bible. And they're doing that because they know they can't live without sin unless they're caved in that cave. But we're also told that during the tribulation period, they will be trying to force that mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast is already being implanted. It's already been implemented. People are using it. People have it now. And after the tribulation, after the rapture happens, during the tribulation period, it will be no longer a suggestion. It will be required. And they will be hunting you down and forcing you to receive that mark of the beast. And once you receive the mark of the beast, there's no salvation. They will, and the prophecies are told that they will put you on a guillotine. And they'll put you on it upside down so you can look up at the blade. You know what a guillotine is? A guillotine is that machine that chops off your head. You lay on it, and there's an axe right over your head on a rope, and it drops and it cuts your head off. For centuries, they have used that with people laying on their bellies and not watching that thing drop. But during the tribulation period, they're going to lay you on your back and let you look at that thing, and they're going to say to you, accept this mark and deny Christ, and we'll let you up. But if you don't, we want to chop your head off. There's going to be a lot of people who will say, go ahead and chop my head off. But then you know what they'll do? You know, I used to think that way. Well, I'll tell them, go ahead and chop my head off and I'll be fine. I'll be okay. But what if somebody I love and care about is still there? And they say, oh, you want us to go ahead and chop your head off? Then how about if we pick you up and put them down here? And you can deny Christ or I'll cut their head off. How strong are you going to be then? How strong can you be during something like that? And that's a terrible, terrible time. And that's not the worst of things that's going to happen. You won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to find food. And terrible as that sounds, if the prophecies are correct, you can't die without having your head chopped off. You can't starve to death in a few weeks. You just have to starve to death, starve and starve and starve for years. There's so many terrible things that come with the tribulation period. That's a terrifying day. Then the one thing that we'll have to do is we will also, all those who don't accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, you know what they're going to do? They're going to see the judgment seat too. They're going to see the bema seat. It's called the bema seat. They're going to stand in front of the Lord and he's going to, everything they've ever done will be shown to them. So they will, basically the only way I can understand it is that God will show them a movie of their entire life. And say, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? And if they can't account for it, there's only one way to account for that. And that's the mercy and grace and blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart. If they can't account for that because they've not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're going to hear the worst and most horrible, terrifying words known to human existence. Depart from me. I never knew you. Be cast into outer darkness. And the word says, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know what? Gnashing of teeth means grinding your teeth together because you're hurting so bad. Cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire that burns forever and you can never be consumed. You can never burn up and go away. You'll be left there in that fire burning forever in a lake of fire. You know what a lake of fire is? Hell is supposed to be 40 times hotter than anything we can imagine on earth. The lake of fire has got to be melted rock. Rock that is so hot that it's pure liquid. That terrifies me. We have reached a point you can never get out. You can never get out of hell. Never. This is not a video game where you get to the point and say, okay, well, let me reset. There's no reset. Hell's forever. There's no getting there saying, oh, I understand now. I accept you as Savior now. Let me out of here. Because it ain't going to happen. We've reached a point in biblical timelines. We are living on a biblical timeline where all the enticing words of men's wisdom, all the ingenious messages of salvation, and all the gimmicks and popular concepts about getting saved are all going to be useless. All that remains is the preaching of the cross, where Christ died to pay for our sins. All that's left is the fact that Christ died for you. There's no more time for psychology. There's no more time for Christian conditioning. You know what I mean by Christian conditioning? Trying to live that life in front of somebody so they'll get saved. That time is gone. Then we ain't got time for that no more. All that's left is where the rubber meets the road, saints. It's all coming down to the final days. There is already phenomena occurring around the world. We keep hearing about that, the eclipse. And yes, that eclipse is a sign. The sun will be darkened, the moon turned to blood. The moon is turning red from a rust called hematite. Hematite has its base roots in blood. There are already other phenomena. The red heifer. I saw the other day where they have selected the priest or the Kohen that's going to do that sacrifice in anticipation of the fact that they think they found it. There's a phenomenon that's been occurring around the world for a while now. Nobody understands how it's happening. Nobody can understand what's happening, what's making it happen. But there are the sounds of ethereal trumpets echoing through the land in a number of countries around the world at certain times of day. It's just a horn blowing, and nobody knows where it's coming from. And it doesn't sound like any man-made horn. It sounds like it's coming straight out of the sky. Hallelujah. But we as believers in the Lord, we as believers in Jesus Christ, we are waiting for that last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God that giveth us the victory. This day that I'm talking about is going to be coming at us like a thief in the night. When you least expect it, it's going to happen. And unlike times in the past when we've talked about this thief in the night, this day that's coming, it could very well be this day. It could very well be this night. There's no more time to play fast and loose with your souls. No more time to pick and choose which scriptures to obey. It's all coming to a head. It's almost over now. Go ahead, Mason. That day may well be upon us. What kind of day is it going to be for you? Will it be a glorious day? Will it be a terrifying day? Will you hear the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into life"? Or will it be those most terrifying words known to mortal man? Depart from me. I never knew you. Be cast in the outer darkness. The choice is yours. We got one more thing we need to do, saints of God. Everybody will show me your right hand. We do this for those on the internet. For those who are watching and those who are listening to the radio, this is a five-finger prayer that we've taught children for over 30 years. This is the prayer of salvation. It's in five parts, and each part is identified by a finger. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. If you don't know the Lord, you pray this prayer and ask Him to come into your heart. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know You're the Son of God. I know You died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for salvation.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.